You are listening to the Mother of All Podcasts.
Each week, we will break down a popular topic revolving around parenting and relate it back to our own lives. We're not parenting experts, but we're living out parenting each day and sharing our experiences along the way.
Hey everyone, so if you haven't already heard, Taylor and I are affiliates for the Go Guarded company. The way I learned about them is because I am a runner and I love anything that can make me feel comfortable on my run. So Jody Fisher is fabulous. We had an episode with her previously. She talks about the company and all the wonderful products that she has for anybody who's a runner, likes to be active, out, hiking, walking across campuses, walking to your car, any way to keep females and males safe in any instance. So go ahead and go to our show notes, click the link, use the code M-O-T-H-E-R in all caps. So that's mother in all caps for 10% off. And you will love this. I promise. You'll love it.
Welcome back to the Mother of All Podcast. This is one of your hosts, Sam.
And I'm Taylor.
And today we're happy to be here with you. We are just going to talk life because, you know, life.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not much of an agenda. We're just going to chit-chat and talk about our life, what's new, what's going on.
So for anyone that's new, welcome. We're happy to have you. Obviously, go back to listen to the first episode to hear how Taylor and I kind of came to be for the podcast. But we're two best friends doing this for fun, and we are your two podcast besties. And we just, yeah, I feel like it's just hanging out with us.
Yeah, we were literally on the phone earlier, and life's been a little crazy in my house over the last week or so. School's starting back up, and then some other things have happened, and so I'm usually pretty good about texting Sam back about stuff, but yesterday and probably the day before, like, I just have not been good about texting you back. And so she called me tonight.
I felt crazy. No, I'm going to correct you on
the timeline. You said this, though. You said this in your text.
It was Sunday, and today is Wednesday. And I didn't look, and I was like, I'm fucking psycho. I have texted her every day, and she's never responded.
I know. I talked to you on one of the days, though, didn't I? I thought I talked to you on the phone one of the
days. Our days are running together. I don't know. We probably did because we talk a lot. But
I don't know.
Yeah. I called Taylor after work and I was like, are you okay? I haven't heard from you.
Yeah. I'm fine. So I guess now's as good a time as any. I mean, a couple episodes ago, we were talking about, I think it was on our Funny Things Kids Say episode. And we started talking about my daughter and how she brought up our dog Bear.
Yeah.
And we started talking about, like, how I was surprised that he had made it through the summer. And then we had to put him down last week.
Rest in peace, Bear.
I know. It was so sad. So it's just been, like, weird. The house is really quiet. The dog would pant all the time and would clickety-clack all over the house. And it's just, like, it's just really quiet and weird.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, the kids are fine. They're fine. Like, Natalie knew. Like, we told her the night that it was going to happen, like, that this was happening, and she had a good meltdown about it and was really upset. And then she was fine. It's like, and she talks about him. I mean, he's only been gone for about a week, but she's talked about him, and she said she misses him, but she hasn't, like, gotten sad or anything. Like, the first day or so, it was really hard. Like, I took a half day from work in the afternoon so that I could come home and, like, do the things around the house that I didn't get to do the night before. Because we were, you know, dealing with him. But, it's just weird. It's just weird. Like, sometimes it's fine.
Animals are. They're part of your family.
They are. Mm-hmm. And our other dog, Ray, she seems to be doing okay. And that's the other thing. Like, Brandon had him since he was in college. So, like, I don't want to, like, do anything without, like, talking to him. So, like, I'm ready to, like, put things away or like move forward. But I also don't want to move forward without him being cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
But he hasn't really like talked to me about it. And I've tried a couple times to talk to him about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't really know, like, do I give him space about it? Do I like sit him down and I'm like, talk to me? Because I'm here at this point and I need to know where you are, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know what to do about that, you know?
That's hard.
Yeah.
Because maybe letting him process losing him, but also like wanting to know where he's at and how he's feeling.
Yes. Like, I tried to talk to him last night because, like, we still have his bowls out.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, there's still water in the bowl and there's still food in the bowl. And, like, Ray won't touch it, you know?
Oh,
I know.
Ray.
It's really
sad. He's probably like, he's coming back.
I know. It's really sad. And yeah. So, like, I'm ready to get, like, put it away so we can move forward. I don't want to say move on because that's not right.
Yeah.
Move forward, right? And I feel like I've asked him a couple times and he's kind of brushed me off. And so now I'm like, I just don't know what to do. Like, do I just get rid of him just to get rid of him?
As a mother, I probably would just move the bowls, not right? Get rid of them just because the kids, but maybe.
He hasn't messed with them. Like, if anybody's going to mess with them, it's my son.
That's what I was
going to say. My daughter won't mess with them.
That's who I was thinking of. And that's why I said move them.
Yeah.
Because he's going over and dumping it.
Yeah. Which honestly would. If he did do that, I'd be like, well, it's time.
Yeah.
This is the time to get rid of them, you know, like, mm-hmm. But anyway, but I also think like he said that he hasn't had a whole lot of feelings about it because mm-hmm. He said, maybe I'll have more feelings after I get over the guilt stage. I think he feels guilty.
Is he guilty? Feel guilty that he did put him down, or feel guilty that he waited so long?
I think he feels guilty, not so much that he had that we had to put him down, but I think he feels guilty because of the way that they were together. If that makes sense, like Brandon had Bear since he was a puppy when he was in college, so he got him when he was in college for free in a Walmart parking lot. A whim, you know, and I don't know, like, he will say Bear was good for me. It prepared me for having kids. Like, because Bear was not an easy dog. He was not easy. Like, I think he was really challenging as a puppy. Yeah. And for, you know, a long portion of time, like, I think he was a pretty challenging dog too, as an adult dog, you know, mm-hmm. Like, Brandon would tell me that when he was living with his dad, that his dad has an above ground pool, and so he got into the chlorine tablets one time. Ate a ton of
chlorine. Die.
Yeah, I know. The dog, I don't understand. Like, he ate a light bulb one time. Like, the dog got into everything. The amount of things that this guy got into and ate, like, I don't. The fact that he made it to 11 is kind of a miracle because. He got into everything. Everything. And so I think for a long time, he took down two of my crock pots. Two crock pots. Jumped up on the counter. He was a big dog. But he wasn't like...
He was not like a big dog. Like, he was kind of round.
Yes. See, he was fluffy. He was fluffy.
Yeah, we'll call him fluffy.
Yeah, he was fluffy. But like, he would get up on the counters. He would... You know, we couldn't. There was one time I put out Halloween candy like in a little dish on top of our kitchen table, and it like I walked to another room, and when I came back, the candy was gone. Like, he ate all of it off of this table. He took down
with the wrappers and all.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ate all of it. Like,
he had an iron stomach.
Seriously though, like when we were in the vet. Like, and they were, you know, they have like a special room that you go into when all of it's getting ready to go down. And so, like, we were there and we're like looking around, and I was like, are those Hershey Kisses? Brandon goes, are they for the dogs? And I was like, I guess so. And it says, like, Hershey Kisses because no dog deserves to go to heaven without having a taste of chocolate. And I was like, you've had a lot of chocolate, Bear.
eat no more chocolate before you go to heaven because you've had enough.
Sorry. It's like you've had a lot of chocolate in your life. A lot.
Oh my God. That's kind of cute that they do that.
It is cute. And they had a lot of stuff for kids too, like and for obviously adults and stuff like that, to like pamphlets about grief and stuff like that. But I don't know. When it comes to like serious stuff with Brandon, it's really hard because I think his defense mechanism is to immediately go to something that's funny or like dark humor. Yeah. And then he can't be serious about it. And I'm like, I need you to get it together right now because I'm trying to be serious and I can't handle your jokes. Like, so I don't know. Yeah. Starting off the episode on a somber note.
But, it's okay. You know, but, I'm sure plenty of our listeners have gone through the same thing. It's unfortunately what happens when we have pets that we love.
I know. It's hard. But the kids seem to be doing okay. Ray seems to be doing, she's doing fine.
Good.
Doing fine. Well, she got to go on a car ride today, and she never usually gets to go on car rides. So nice. She's gone on more walks in the past week than she has in a long time. Aww. So, yeah, because Deer couldn't really go on walks anymore.
And you didn't probably want to take her without him.
Right. So, and she, like, also, this is kind of dark but funny. Like we knew that Bear wasn't doing well, so we were trying to like, you know, give him lots of love, you know. So we were giving him lots of treats near the end, and so Ray has gained quite a few pounds.
She got treats too.
She's a little round. So like we had family over a couple weeks ago and they came over and they were like, Ray, you've really filled out. Like, because she's, like, a little dog. She's only, like, supposed to be, like, 20, 25 pounds. And so, like, my brother, Sam, he was on one of our episodes. And he was like, she's like a loaf of bread. So, Ray needs to lose a couple pounds. So,
Ray's on a diet.
Yeah. So, she's on a diet. She's going on walks. She's got a nice new workout regimen that we're implementing. But yeah,
that's funny. Well, at least my oldest thinks you and Brandon need a break, because I remember I texted you to do that. So we hung out after Taylor's oldest birthday party, fifth birthday party. And my oldest, we came home and my oldest goes, I think Miss Taylor and Brandon need a break, mommy. And I really think that her kids should come to our house and then Miss Taylor and Brandon can have some quiet time. It was so sweet, but it was more of her way of trying to figure out how she could get your kids to our house.
Yeah, it's so funny.
Yeah. And she was like, I really think they need a break. And I was like, oh, yeah, well, that's really sweet.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we're going to have them over tonight. And then she could not handle the fact. She didn't understand that your daughter's birthday was not on Saturday and that it was on Sunday, but her birthday party was on Saturday. So when I explained, we need to call Taylor today, tell her daughter happy birthday. And my oldest is like, what do you mean? Her birthday was yesterday. I was like, that was her party. She's like, well, no, that was her birthday. And I was like, she was born today, 5 years ago, but Taylor had it yesterday, and she's like, so why am I not with her today then either? And like dead serious.
She's my best friend.
Seriously.
Like, I need to be with her.
And I was like, well, she's with family. And she's like, but we're not spending her birthday with her.
Yeah.
It's like,
well, it is so funny because like when we went to the lake over the summer, my daughter was like, they're my cousins.
Yeah. Yeah, no, she could not handle the fact. Finally, I gave up trying to explain it to her because I was like, I'm done. Like, I think I've gone through this 5 times telling you today is her actual birthday. And yes, I'm sorry you cannot spend it with her because she's with her family.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Oh, my God. Yeah. They had a blast at that party, by the way.
They did. And, like, it was supposed to be an outdoor party. It was supposed to be mermaid themed. And
it was at a local pool. That was really cool.
Yes, it was supposed to be at Waffle Horse Park. If anybody that's local to the St. Charles area in Missouri, which St. Charles is right next to St. Louis, if you're from out of town, Waffle Horse Park is a very cool park. It's a water park. They also have an actual park.
They updated it so much. I used to walk there. That's how close I used to live when I was growing up.
Yeah, yeah.
And we would walk there, and it's changed so much. It's so cool.
I've heard that, like, I haven't been there since I was a kid. So I was really looking forward to for this birthday party, you know? And, like, I think we've tried twice in my daughter's 5 years of birthday parties to have an outdoor birthday party, and two of them have gotten rained out. And so after this past Saturday, we were like, that's it.
We're not doing outdoor parties anymore.
Because, like, I'm sitting there trying to decorate cupcakes, and Brandon's like, it's going to stop raining. It's going to be fine. And I was like, what if it doesn't stop raining? And it didn't. It didn't stop raining until like, the end of the party. I'm decorating cupcakes. He's like, what are we going to do? And I was like, I don't have time to figure it out. Like, I figured out the party. So now you can figure out the backup party. I can't do it. You can figure it out. And so he called like 5 or 6 places because day of, like, a lot of places are booked. So we were lucky enough to get into Bolero, or you call it Bolero.
Call it Bolero.
I don't know what the right word is. Because
what the fuck's that place? I was like, you know, the one by Highway 70 in Tier Houston. He's like, Bolero. And I was like, Bolero. He's like, no, you dingbat. He's like, that's not it.
Yeah. I mean, I call it Bolero. I don't know. Maybe someone from that place can tell us what the to say it is Bolero. But anyway, yeah, so we ended up going there, and they, like, I think that my daughter and your daughter were like the perfect age to be bowling. Uh-huh. Everybody else was probably a little bit too little. Her cousins did end up coming, and they were actually able to, like, swing the ball, you know, with their arms.
They
and
did good. Bullet.
They did do well.
My 3-year-old, there was no chance. Mainly I was being I don't know what the term crunchy mom means, but I feel like I was being a crunchy mom because I wouldn't let my 3-year-old bowl without wearing bowling shoes and shoes and sandals. And I was like,
I think that's just being a rule follower. I don't know what crunchy mom means,
but that's what I felt.
Crunchy usually means, I think crunchy means, doesn't it mean like you, like the organic everything and the...
You know what? While we chat, I'm going to Google it because for our listeners, if you're not cool, if you're uncool like this, uncool like us, then you don't know what that means. A crunchy mom is one who embraces the natural parenting style and lifestyle in general, which I'm cool with that. If you're a crunchy mom, cool. Like, I think we're like moderate crunchy moms, if you're going by that
term. Sure.
But, I was thinking of crunchy as like a negative thing, but because I didn't know what it meant. But yeah, so my daughter, my youngest, was pissed because I wouldn't let her do anything, and I wouldn't even let her step on the actual bowling area. Well, and then she didn't want to wear the fucking shoes that they gave her because they weren't the same color as her sister's. And then I even went up to the guy and I was like, okay, this is gonna sound crazy. And he looked at me and I was like, do you have this shoe in the black ones in size 9, not this one? And he's like, is there a reason? And I was like, my youngest won't bowl without the shoes that look like her sister's. And he was like, oh. And he, like, goes back and looks. He's like, I don't have any that match. He's like, but I have these. And I was like, okay, I'll try. I brought them back, and she's like, those are ugly.
this is what bowling shoes usually are. They're usually pretty ugly.
Yeah, I was like, all right, well, then you don't get a bowl. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah. Well, like, I get that, though. Like, that's hard. Like, let's call out the bowling places. Can you really not make cuter shoes, especially for kids? Like, adults, whatever. Keep them the same. But kids,
you can make light up. They should make them light up ones.
Ooh, light up would be cool. Although, I feel like like the ground is so slippery, like they would probably start like dancing in them and then they'd fall if they had.
They're nuts like shoes.
Bowling shoes?
I thought they were not supposed to be non-slip. I don't know.
No, I think you can really slip in those.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
I could be wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I haven't really bowled. I didn't wear the shoes because I didn't bowl, so I don't remember.
Me either. I don't really know.
But yeah, so along with the birthday party, this has nothing to do with, like, I guess, well, birthday party. Taylor had to take my daughter aside and talk to her about how she's
been mean.
About how she's been behaving towards me. My youngest has been so rude and so mean. It has to be the 3 age. I don't know. It's her coming into her emotions, but she has been, like, so mean. Like, we did a family staycation, and, like, through the whole staycation, it was, you're a mean mommy. I don't like you. You're not my friend. I don't want to be your best friend no more. You are mean. You are rude. Like, everything in the book. Stomping her feet. The other night, she even told me, I'm going to yell so loud that it hurts your ears.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So Taylor took her aside and had a little chat with her. And she came back and she goes, I'm ready to be nice to you. Okay.
Did it work, though? Because it was a bribe. I was like, if you're nice to your mom, I will buy you a game to play in this arcade. You have to be nice.
She was nice at the end. You, mom. If only it would have carried over into the next coming days. Because last night she was... Her excuse was, I'm crabby, and because she was being so rude to me when I was trying to put her to bed.
We can tell that you're crabby.
Oh, yeah, and I still want
to. You don't have to tell us.
I went to bed earlier, and she goes, no. And I was like, okay, well, can you maybe not be crabby at me tonight and be mean to me? And she goes, I won't be crabby at you tomorrow, and I will be nice to you tomorrow, but I won't right now. And I was like, oh, God, okay. So then when she woke up this morning, she goes, she was so, like, as soon as she woke up, she, like, screamed for my husband and, like, didn't want anything to do with me. And so, like, I was like, well, what about you telling me last night you were going to be nice to me and not crabby? And she goes, well, I am crabby, so I'm going to be mean to you. I was like, oh, okay. Man. I was like, oh, man, she's testing my patience.
Yeah.
She is making me one strong mom, like, that kid.
Yeah.
I have grown in parenting way more in the past year because of just that child.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah. Like, way more. I'm a way more patient mom. Like, obviously, I lose my shit. Everybody does, I feel like. No one's a perfect mom or a perfect parent.
Yep.
And you're going to lose your shit. Like,
100%.
I told my mother-in-law about recently because she was confused. Oh, and Blake, my youngest, tattled on me too about the bathtub to you.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I did not understand anything that she was talking about.
So she tattled on me to Taylor, and then she tattled on, and then I told my mother-in-law because I tell my mother-in-law everything. But so I had an instance, like, I probably looked psycho. Like, I don't give a shit. My kids probably were like, what the fuck is mom's loose on her marbles? Like, what is going on? Because it was like a long day at work. I came home, which obviously you want to be kind to your kids and do all these things because you're excited to see them and you haven't seen them all day. But I come home, we feed, we do everything, we get in the bath, and they're playing. Well, my youngest does not like bath time when it comes to the part of me doing her hair or brushing her hair and stuff like that. Well, it gets to the point where we're getting to the end of the bath and she's just being so rude to me. She starts legit, like, not just splashing, but, like, wave splashing. Like, she is hardcore kicking her legs, splashing water in the bathtub.
Yeah.
And, like, screaming bloody murder. And for me to be on my knees near the bathtub in our bathroom, the door has to be almost shut because it's right by the door. So it echoes. Mm. So it's so loud and overwhelming and it's so stimulating in that bathroom that I was just, like, it was almost like I had, my skin was crawling, like,
yeah,
legit crawling. So I literally leaned back. I'm still on my knees. And I just screamed as loud as I fucking could, too. Like, I just started screaming bloody murder. My oldest stops and stares at me and starts crying. And my youngest stops and stares at me like, what the fuck is going on? My husband's running in and he goes, is everything okay? And I was like, I need 5 minutes. Just... 5 minutes to myself. And he's like, what's wrong? And I was like, she won't stop splashing me. And she won't stop. I'm going to start crying. I was like, she won't stop. I just need a break. Yeah. So I went and laid on our bed with the cover over my head. While he was in the bathroom with the kids finishing up, I was like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So, yeah, she told on me to Taylor.
Yeah. But, like, she's three. So I'm like, oh, you had some trouble in the bathtub the other day? And she's like, yeah, mommy yelled at me. And I was like, well, were you being nice to mommy before she yelled at you? And she was like, well, no. No. And I was like, well, that's probably why she yelled. So you got to be nice to your mom. That way she doesn't yell.
Oh, my God. Like, after that, my husband walks out and I was like, I know I looked crazy. And I probably was over the top. And he was like, maybe a little. Maybe a little. I'm like, I know, but I needed it. Really needed to yell like that. It just felt so good.
Yeah. I just, like, I feel like, is it the second child? Is it, I don't know, because my son, I feel like I go like 10 rounds with that kid. Mm-hmm. So much. Like tonight, we got home from school. We pick up Bray, our dog. We go to the library so that I can drop off books. Drop the books off, we leave, right? And we get home, and I'm like, guys, we got to go in so that I can, you know, cut up the vegetables for dinner. Your daddy's making fajitas, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to get it ready for him so that he can cook it when he gets home and he doesn't have to do it all himself. And they're like, okay, or at least my daughter, okay. And so I get out of the car, and my son immediately goes running over to all the toys for outside. And so I'm like, hey, man, we got to go in the house. We can come back out after dinner, but I need you to come in the house. And he's like, no, no. Like, he doesn't want to come in. So I'm like, either you can come in on your own and you can walk in the house, or I'm going to come and pick you up. Like, those are the two options. Do you want to walk in by yourself, or do you want mommy to come and pick you up? So then he proceeded to walk around to the opposite side of my car, which is further away from the door. And I am a packing mule currently in that moment. I've got my backpack, my daughter's backpack, my purse. And so I'm like, fine, I'll come and pick you up. That's fine. So I go and I set my stuff down. Also, when I came back into the car, keep in mind, I kept my car running. The door's right there. Everybody was safe. It was fine. Yeah. But when I got back in the car, I turned around because my car smells like poop.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Okay, now keep in mind, like, he's in a pull-up and stuff like that. But, like, I turn around, I'm like, did you poop? And he's like, no, no, no. And I'm like, okay. So I checked him when he got out of the car. He did not poop.
So he must have then farted really bad.
Mm-hmm, yeah. So then we get home. I put my stuff down, and I walk out to go and get him. And he goes, Mama, I pooped. I was like, you gotta be kidding me. Like, I just checked you, like, a minute ago when I got you out of the car, and you didn't poop. And then I come to get you to take you in the house to sit on the potty, and you pooped. Like, oh, my God. Like, I don't... Great. That's wonderful. Cool. So, like, I take him in the house, sit him on the potty, and he pooped more, which was like, you know, hooray.
Yeah.
Right. Yay. You stopped yourself from pooping the rest of the way. But also, like, come on, man.
Mm-hmm. Like,
just listen to me and go in the house when I ask you to go in the house, you know? Yep. Like, we could have avoided this whole mess mm-hmm. if you would have just listened to me. And then he did it again, except I was telling him to sit on the potty, and I was like, here, I'm going to give you a minute to think about it, and I'm going to go and get you your nighttime, like your pajamas and stuff like that. And when I came back in, he peed his pants. I was like, oh, my God. And he was in, like, regular underwear. Like, for whatever reason, he's refusing to sit on the potty while he's at daycare. He won't go. Like, they send him on the potty, and then he screams at them. Aww. So I'm like, fine, I'll just send him in pull-ups. It's fine. You know, whatever. And I'm almost potty trained. He was, yeah. Like, he was right there. And now, like, we're back to pull-ups, and I'm like, ugh, God. you know, mm-hmm. which I get well, it. Change of routine.
A new daycare. It's a change of everything. Yeah. He's probably just need to get used to it.
Yeah. So, like, I'm trying to be understanding with that. I do still try to put him in underwear when we're at home, obviously, because he peed in his pants after I asked him to sit on the potty.
It does not frustrate you.
It is so frustrating. And
like,
so
you want to be a great mom and, like, be understanding and be like, it's okay. We will still work on it. But, like,
At the same time, though, like, I just told you to sit on the potty and you mm-hmm. told me no, and then you peed in your pants.
Okay. My youngest is potty trained, and she even will tinkle in her pants when I do that. I'll say, do you need to go potty? No, I don't. And I'll say, okay, when you're ready, you tell me. I'll come back. 5 minutes later, I'll come back and I'll say, do you need to go potty? And she'll look at me and I'll say, did you pee in your pants a little? And she'll say, just a little. You're not mad, are you? Mm-hmm. And that's her phrase is, you're not mad, are you? And I'll say, no, but, and she'll go, but you're frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, mm-hmm, mommy's frustrated because I just asked you if you needed to go and you told me no.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh,
it's hard not to be frustrated about that stuff. Like, if anybody mm-hmm. knows some techniques for not getting frustrated about that, like, I'm all ears, because like it's very hard for me to keep my cool about that mm-hmm. stuff, because it's like, man, I just told you to go sit on the potty. Like, I don't understand. And then, like, there are times where I do put him on the potty and then he screams at me the entire time. And I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, you can get down. And then he goes and he pees in his pants. And I'm like, I literally just had you on the potty. Do you understand what just happened? Help me out, man.
It's rough.
Yeah.
It's rough.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you guys about our staycation.
Yes.
So we took a whole, I took a whole week because we had our nanny. She had to go, like, back to work. So we had 1 week in between the nanny to school. So I took off and I was home with the kids Monday through Friday. But my husband took off Wednesday through Friday. So what we did was Wednesday we did Union Station in St. Louis with the aquarium. And then that night we didn't do anything. And then Thursday we did Grant's Farm with... Yeah. Then we did Kokomo Joe's. That's like a arcade / bounce house / trampoline place.
Yeah, and I think that's a chain too. So I think it's in a lot of different locations. Yeah.
And then Friday we did the Science Center we did a movie. And then I think Saturday we did the Science Center. I don't know, but we did a lot of stuff.
Were there any fun exhibits at the Science Center that you got to go and do?
We went and did, like, the video game room. We did a fossil area. I loved, like, we went to, I'm trying to remember all the parts, because I feel like we went everywhere.
They have, like, a STEM section, don't they?
They have a STEM section, and we did, like, the electricity area.
Oh, yeah, that one's cool.
That one was really cool. Well, and then my husband, I kept telling him, he kept telling my oldest, because my oldest really wanted to do the electric ball that makes your hair go wild, but mm-hmm. that's at the Magic House.
Yeah, it's at the Magic House.
I told her about it, and I was like, stop freaking telling her that's not at the Science Center. And he's like, yeah, it is. I was like, it is not at the Science Center. It is at the Magic House. He's like, no, it's not. He probably told me 30 times that it was at the Science Center. Yeah. We get there, and I Google it, and I was like, look, man, told you it's at the Magic House. And he's like, why did you tell her? Why did we tell her that then? Now shout
that. You told her that.
I was like,
let's be clear.
I was so mad because she kept asking about it. And she's like, well, where is it? I want my hair to stand up. Where is it? And I was like, it's not here. It's not here. Daddy was wrong. She liked
take her over the bridge, though?
We did. I was just about to go there. So she liked that part. And then they went to, there's like a space section over on that side. And that was really cool.
Yeah.
My youngest really liked the Mission to Mars. There's like, it's almost kind of like a video game, and you can click it and make it like a little robot move on Mars and stuff. She really liked that. We were probably sitting there for like 5 minutes doing it. But I want to say they probably liked the aquarium the most, though, like the Union Station.
Yeah,
because we did the soda shop there for lunch. And then we did the obviously the aquarium. They have a whole kids section. So we were able to touch like a small shark. We were able to touch jellyfish, feed turtles, touch stingrays.
You stick your hands in the thing with the that come in
and all the little fish that eat like all the dead skin off your hands. Yeah. My kids freaked out. They were so scared. I literally put my whole arm in, and my daughter was like thinking I was being murdered because I had like 100 of these fish on me, and she was like, "Take it out!" And I was like, "It's fine. It's fine. They're giving me kisses and they're tickling me. Like it's cool." And I think maybe she even just did the tip of her finger in there because she was so worried.
Yeah.
But it was really neat. I will say the only thing I didn't like with the aquarium part of things was everybody talked up the sharks and, like, how big the aquarium was. It wasn't as big as I expected. Yeah. So I think that was a little bit of a letdown, but it was very good.
Yeah. And I think for the size that it is, I think it's the perfect place for kids that are, like, younger elementary age. Mm-hmm. Like yeah, anything, if you're an bigger, older it's kid, very small.
Yeah. But we did like the ropes course thing.
Oh, that's cool.
My oldest did it and she probably did it forever. My youngest, she successfully got into the harness before they hooked her up to kind of do the little ropes course, and then she started hyperventilating.
Ooh.
Both of my kids more so my oldest, she'll like hyperventilate when she gets really like anxious or overwhelmed. But like my youngest, it doesn't happen often because she's just kind of like, I think second child, she doesn't give a fuck about anything. But like she was like, you could tell she was overstimulated just by the harness on her and really like sensory overload. Because yeah. As soon as they got it tightened, she was like, take it off, take it off, take it off, take it off. And then she started like deep breathing and hyperventilating, you know? And I was like, take breaths. If you start taking breaths, like she would eat all the time if she could. So I was like, if you stop, I will get you a snack while you watch your sister.
Yeah.
She just sat there and ate snacks while my oldest did it. But that was really cool. And then they got face painting. My kids are so lucky. Like they got their face painted at the Union Station, and then we let them get their face painted at Grant's Farm, and they rode a camel. Well, my oldest rode a camel at Grant's Farm with me, and my youngest was afraid. But if you ever go to Grant's Farm in St. Louis, you can actually pay for a personal experience.
Oh, that's cool.
And
we paid
for a 1-hour personal experience / like personal tour. So you get to go behind the scenes and like see all the animals in their kind of actually almost in their enclosures. It's really cool. So you get up and personal. Like we fed the camels. We were able to feed the buffalo. We were able to get up close to the macaws. We went to the actual reptile house. We were able to, like, get literally outside the lemur cage inside the facility. My kids were able to touch, like, the snakes and stuff. And we were able to see, like, the 300-pound tortoise or whatever, which for some reason my youngest was afraid that it was going to get her. It's a tortoise.
That's so funny. Now, Grant's Farm, when you go there, you have to pay for parking, but to get into the place, it's free, right?
Yeah, correct. And so
you get two free beers.
If you ever do Grant's Farm, I would do everything online. So you get all of your tickets online for everything. So we got our tickets for the personal experience, and then you pay for, we paid for a ticket that gave you one carousel ride and one bomb pop, and then two bottle feedings for the goats.
That's cool.
Yeah. So it's all included, but you just have to go to the gift shop to, like, I guess, redeem them. So we paid for our parking beforehand. We paid for those tickets for the kids beforehand, and then we paid for the personal experience beforehand. So it was already done before we got there, so we just had to go in.
That's neat.
Yeah, it was really cool.
So I don't know if you heard me ask this, but so you can get into the place for free, and then you get free beer. Don't you get free beer?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Get two free beer as an adult.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
Yeah. So we did it wrong. We walked around the whole place and then went to go get lunch and sat down. So my husband and I had to drink two beers at the end of the whole entire thing. My suggestion is if you get there and you're a beer drinker, walk over, get one beer, walk around with your kids and do the fun stuff. And then go back and have your second beer with your meal.
Yeah, that's smart. That's a good way to do it.
Because it's so close. Everything's really close. It doesn't take that long to walk over there to go get a free beer.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
Yeah. So it was super cool.
Yeah, that's neat. There's a lot of really cool things to do in St. Louis, and I feel like, I don't know, I feel like if you're from out of town, St. Louis kind of has a bad rap. It's not a bad place, you know. There's a lot of really good things that we've got going on here, you know, besides the Arch. You know, there's a ton of places like that you can go in Missouri in general. Like, like we're going to Herman this weekend.
Which oh is my so God, I kind of realized this weekend. I'm so excited.
Yeah. So we're going to Herman this weekend, which they like big wine area in St. Louis. Like, not in St. Louis, it's outside of St. Louis, but
they have a bourbon bar. So we are going just as parents. Our kids are being taken care of for just one, like, almost a day and a half, because we're going to go down in the morning on Saturday and come home kind of late morning on Sunday. But I'm excited.
Me too. I'm excited too. I'm looking forward to it.
And then, I think we all need this as parents.
Yes. Yep. I need a night away. It's been a minute.
Oh, yeah.
A minute.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. I feel like there's something else I wanted to talk about.
You said you had some funny stories about your kids.
Oh, I did. Okay. So here's a couple things. I realized that when we don't ever eat out fast food ever, like maybe once a month with the kids, like going to get burgers or something through like Freddy's or which I don't really like McDonald's, but so we did Freddy's the other day. Oh, on the way home from your daughter's birthday party, because we were like, we don't feel like cooking. It's Saturday.
How long did you have to wait in line? Anytime we ever go there, it's so long.
Really? Not long. Mm-hmm. It wasn't bad. But anytime we order, we can't. This sounds so embarrassing. If I order, say I'm ordering a cheeseburger, like a kid's cheeseburger meal. If I say one kid's cheeseburger meal, you will hear my kid in the background go, "Don't forget to ask for the meat." And she'll say, "I want meat, ketchup, mustard, and pickle." So if I even tell the people over the intercom, ketchup, mustard, and pickle, they will think I'm forgetting to ask for the meat. So my husband's ordering and he's like, "Can I get ketchup, mustard, pickle, and meat?" And the guy's like, "What?" And my husband's like, "Sorry, I have to say meat. Otherwise my," he's like, "I have to say meat. Otherwise my kids get pissed." The guy's like, "Okay."
That's so funny.
Oh, and I was like, oh my God, I forgot that we have to do this, because every time, it's so annoying. Like, I feel like an idiot, be like, "Can I get meat on my burger?"
You mean you don't just want bread?
I don't know. It's so weird.
So funny. Anytime I go somewhere that I have to talk to somebody through a speaker, my son is in the back and he goes, "Hi!" Like, super loud.
My kids will go, "What's your name? What's your name? Tell us your name." And I'm like, "Stop yelling. Just ask him when we get to the window." It's so funny. And then another thing is, this is my second child. Dix explains everything. We're on the way to your daughter's birthday party, and she goes, she leans over and looks at my oldest and goes, "Sissy, do you not like when mommy and daddy are mean to us?" And my oldest looks at her like, "What?" And I said, "What'd you say?" And she goes, "Yeah, do you not like when mommy and daddy are not nice to us?" And my oldest was like so confused, because she's like, I'm pretty sure that she was like, "What the fuck? Mom and dad are always nice to us. They're probably just mean to us when we're bad." Like,
just sitting in the back, stirring the pot. Just
stirring the pot. Stirring the pot in the back seat. And so then my oldest goes, "You know, well, if they are mean to us, I still love them." Like, literally, that's the oldest child answer. Literally, oldest child. Just explains an oldest child. Like, she's trying to make everybody happy. Like, appease my youngest, but also be like, "Well, I still love mom and dad. Don't get mad at me for answering." Like, that's funny. I was like, "Oh, that's sweet." And but yeah, my youngest, my husband looked at me and he's like, "What the hell's wrong with her?"
That should have been a sign. Like, what are we getting ourselves into with this party?
I was like, "Oh God." and then we got lectured by my youngest as well. So this is just continuing to go on. This is on the way to your part, the party too, about being annoyed and being bothered by us and that nobody can talk.
Oh, man.
But then she continued to talk on the way there. And at one point I was like, how about nobody talk?
The quiet game.
Let's just not talk. Like the other day she was mean to me when I picked her up from school and I was like, finally I was like, stop talking to me. Please just stop talking to me. And she was like, stop yelling at me. I was like, you're being mean to me. I don't want to hear anymore. If you guys never heard, I'm a nurse practitioner and I work in an office and my medical assistant's amazing. And her and I talk about my kids all the time. She's not a mom and she loves to hear about my kids because they're savage. And she's all the time, she says like, what'd your youngest do today? And I'm like, we were talking today and I said something and I was like, you know what? I just realized I get bullied every day. I never got bullied really as a child. And now I'm being bullied by a 3-year-old every fucking day of my life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's rough.
Mm-hmm. Every day.
Yeah. Sometimes when we're in the car, play the quiet game and it's really nice, except my son doesn't really understand the rules. But my daughter, though, sometimes I really need the quiet game with her. And it works pretty well most of the time. She really doesn't like to lose. So she does not like to lose, which I think is probably
cared about the game. They don't even, I'll be like, let's play the quiet game. And my oldest will be quiet for like a second. She'll be like, who won?
Not you. You lost.
That's usually my answer. You did not.
You lose. That's usually like all it takes. Like if my daughter says something, I'm like, oh, you lose. I win. She's like, no, you didn't. I'm like, oh, yeah. Yeah, I win. You talked first. No, I didn't. You just did. Yeah, you did. You just talked. I win.
That's so funny. I didn't realize how competitive she was.
She's really competitive with a lot of things. And I almost wonder if maybe that has something to do with, like, why she hates soccer so much.
Okay, first off, I have to admit, I should have talked to Brandon after that in the practice. He may have been the cause of her original meltdown.
I'm sure.
Not intentionally. Yeah. So she ended up being the last person in Sharks and Minnows. So that means she won and she's still dribbling. Well, then Brandon goes, all right, whoever's out is now a shark and can go get Natalie out. So Natalie has like 5 kids running at her.
Aww.
It overwhelmed her. And I walked over and I was like, you okay? She's like, there were so many of them.
Oh,
and I was like, I know, baby, I'm sorry. I was like, I don't think your daddy thought about it.
And that was the end. That was like the end of it. She was
that
just
was
a
the
mess
very beginning of when like her all of her emotions happened, and then she just shut down the rest of practice.
Oh no.
Yeah. And I was like, oh god. And like, I kind of like, I didn't want to say anything in front of the kids while we were playing, so I was like, all right, I think we're going to do a different game.
And then she was like, I didn't even get to be a shark.
Yeah, she was supposed to be the shark, and I originally told her she could, and then she was like, started being upset. So I was like, well, if you're going to be upset, we can't play.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt bad. Man. I gave her a big, I'm pretty sure the other parents were like, hopefully she knows this girl, because like at the very end, I kneeled down. And I was like, do you want to talk about it? I said, are you having big feelings? And she goes, I'm having big feelings. And I was like, that's okay. We all have them. And I said, do you need a hug? Yeah. Well, she like melted in my arms. I'm literally sitting on the floor. And she's like, it was like almost holding a baby again. Like I was like holding her and I was like patting her on the butt. And I was like, it's okay, babe. Like,
yeah.
We're good. And so then I realized, I kind of forgot all the other parents were there.
Yeah.
And I look up and there's like 3 moms and a dad just watching this go down.
Oh man.
And I stood up and I'm holding her like literally creative, like holding her. And I was like, all right, see you guys next practice.
Oh man.
Oh my god, I felt so bad.
She's definitely one for the dramatics. I can't say that she probably can probably say that she definitely probably got that from me. But
that's okay.
Yeah.
Emotions are good.
They are good. Mm-hmm. Regulating emotions is also good.
But she's four. Or no, she's five.
Yeah. So she's working on it. Apparently they worked with their feeling buddies today at preschool. So
good.
Yeah. They talk about doing their star breathing and all that stuff. Which star stands for stop, take a break and relax, or take a breath and relax. Cute.
I like that. I'm gonna use that in my house.
Yeah, yeah. So I guess it's this conscious discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Conscious discipline, I think, is what it's called. I don't know. Have you heard of it?
No.
It's apparently what they do at the preschool, and they have. Like,
I don't think parents my daughter's class does this. I wish they did.
Yeah, they have like seminars for parents to go to at night. We haven't drank the Kool-Aid as far as all that goes. We haven't gone to any of them, but it does sound interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I need to get myself some feeling buddies. Like, which buddy you're feeling right now? Mm-hmm. Like the picture. So we get this, we're in this thing called Photo Circle. And they post pictures of what they do in class every day.
Oh, yeah. We have the app Seesaw.
Yeah. And so like, here, I'll show you a picture through here. But there's my daughter with her feeling buddy. And so they're practicing like happy and sad were the feelings that they did today. And so my daughter, yeah, she's very good at doing the emotions. She's just so cute. Oh, but like, I don't know. It's interesting. I like getting the pictures every day. There's another
Me
one.
Me too.
So good.
Oh, those photos are way better than the ones I get. Half the time it's like a blurry vision photo of my kid running.
Yeah, no. Hers, like, they've been pretty good pictures, but I'm glad that they talk about that kind of stuff because it's important, especially before she goes to kindergarten to work on, like, because they actively work on regulating emotions. Like, I think it's one of the things that they have on their report card.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, how do they do with all of these things? Like, academics is on there, but they mostly work on, like,
behaviors.
Yeah, and emotions.
Maybe that's something I'm going to ask my preschool's teachers for both the girls.
Yeah.
Will you be working on emotions and how to regulate them and do all that stuff? That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's hard. Like, school, my kids love it. But, like, my youngest, man, she's pissed that she's not in the same class as her sister. Like, she's boycotting her own class. She won't play with anybody. My youngest will not play with any of the kids in her class. She does, like, two boys in her class. But they have, like, 12 or 14 boys in her class. Or, no, like, 12. And, like, four girls. So, like, she's a minority.
How many kids do they have in her class?
Maybe, like, 15. 16, but some kids only come half days. Not half days, but like 2 days a week, 3 days a week.
Okay.
But she's full day and like 5 days a week. But yeah, so she'll be like, I like, and she'll say these kids' names. And I'm like, those kids are in your sister's class. And she's like, yeah, yeah, I'm playing with them at recess. Like, do you play with any of the kids in your class? And she goes, no.
Mm.
And so I emailed the teacher about it the other day, and she's like, yeah, she's been shy with a lot of the kids in class. She doesn't really play with them. And she was like, yeah, she does play with your oldest and the kids in your oldest class, too. And one of my friends the other day was like, does she think they're beneath her? And I was like, I don't know, but she's like boycotting. She just doesn't want it.
Yeah, maybe she just feels more comfortable with being around her sister.
Yeah, that's true. Because the very first day, my oldest was pissed at school. She came home and I was like, how was your first day? And they were all like, good. And I said, how was recess? My oldest was like, well, I'm kind of mad or frustrated. And I was like, why are you frustrated? And she's like, well, my sister wouldn't stop holding my hand. So I didn't even get to play with any of my friends.
Yeah, she might have been scared, though.
Well, that's what I told her. I was like, well, I think she might have been scared. And then my youngest goes, yeah, I was scared, sissy. And I was like, see, I was like, she just needed you. And she's like, okay. And I was like, it's just probably gonna take a little bit of time.
Yeah. And if you think about it, she's only been there for a week.
That's true.
Oh, so, like a week and a half. So maybe give it some time and maybe they'll warm up to the other kids, you know. And especially if they're only, some of those kids are only coming half days or like part time. If they're only part time, like it could give her, you know, some of those kids she's probably only seen like 3 or 4 times.
True. That's very true. There's, I think she kind of like, I shouldn't say likes a boy, but the way she talks about him, it seems like she likes him. And yeah. She's always like, oh, yeah, you need to tell this. Yeah. I know exactly what you just threw your arms up. But she was like, you know him? And I was like, know who? And she's like, you know him. And I was like, what's his name? I don't know. And she like told me his name. And I was like, she's like, I like him. And I was like, oh, you do? And she's like, she looks me dead serious in the face. She goes, but he's a boy. And I said, you know what? That's fine. I said, we can be friends with boys as long as they are kind to us. I said, boys can always be our friends. Because I don't want, like, I don't want it to be a thing to be like, ooh, that boy likes you. I don't mm-hmm. want to have to do that. I don't, like, not have to do it. But, you know, that's, I feel like it's a societal thing. Like, yeah. little kids are in class and they're like, ooh, I think that boy likes you. Is he going to be your boyfriend? Like,
right.
To me, I don't think it's appropriate. I'm going to hold off or hopefully hold off on people saying that to my kids as long as possible because they don't need it.
Absolutely.
And so I'm trying to make it a okay thing to say boys can be our friends as long as they're kind to us. Same for girls.
Yeah. My oldest. My daughter, she played with mostly boys last year at recess. She played PJ Masks and she was Owlette.
Oh, and all the other boys were Gecko and Catboy, right? Is it Catboy?
Catboy. Catboy. Okay. Yeah. But you like... What is that?
I don't know.
I don't.
It's you got to tell your story.
Oh, yeah. So
please do.
We have boys with our kids at preschool. My daughter came home last week. It was before we went swimming over at your parents' house. And
it was Thursday, right?
Yeah, it was Thursday. And so she's talking. And, like, sometimes she gets on these tangents where, like, I can't really understand her thought pattern, you know? Like, what... She's talking about, like, clearly it makes sense to her in her mind. And, like, I'm busy eating my dinner or whatever, or I'm eating a snack, or I'm, you know, I'm distracted. Distracted by whatever I have going on. And all of a sudden I hear her say, and he kissed me, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and I was, like, zoned in. Like, what happened? Did you say someone kissed you at preschool? And she goes, yeah. This boy kissed me today in the NPR. And I was like, what's the NPR? And she goes, I don't know. It's a room. And I was like, is it like the multi-purpose room? And she's like, I guess. It's the NPR. It's the NPR. And I was like, okay. And I was like, well, what were you? Why did he kiss you? And she was like, well... We were playing Deep Sleeping Princesses, and so I was the Deep Sleeping Princess, and I was in my glass box, and I couldn't wake up until my true love came. And so he came and kissed me, and I was like, oh no. But also, like, on the inside, I'm like, oh no, and on the outside, I'm like, oh, that's very interesting. Thank you for sharing that with me. And then Brandon gets home and I'm like, hey, why don't you tell your daddy what happened at preschool this morning? And like she tells Brandon and he was like, he like straight face, stone, like straight, no emotion at all. Meanwhile, like she's telling me and I'm like, oh my God, this is the funniest fucking story I've ever heard in my life. Oh, he kissed you, huh? Oh, you're playing Deep Sleeping Princesses? Oh, that's so sweet. Like, internal conflict, but also, like, it's so funny. It's so funny. Like, where did you come up with Deep Sleeping Princesses? Who comes up with that? So then she tells Brandon, and Brandon's like, where was Mrs. Wallace when this was happening? And she was like, well, she was in the room. And he was like, why did she see this happen? And she goes, well, no. He was like, well, what was she doing? Well, she was doing something else. She wasn't watching. And he was like, oh, well, from here on out, no more kissing at school. Where did he kiss you? And she was like, in the NPR. And he was like, no, no, no. Where? Like, did he kiss you on your cheek, on your lips? And she's like, oh, he kissed me on my cheeks. And he was like, okay. No more kissing at preschool. We don't want to kiss anybody at preschool because we don't kiss people. You know, you're very young. And she's like, okay. And he goes, and if we, you know, because then she started trying to like come up with excuses and stuff like that. And he was like, nope. Here's what's gonna happen. If I find out that you're still kissing boys at preschool, I'm gonna have to email your teacher. And she was like, well, don't do that. You wouldn't. And he was like, yes, I will. If no one knows that you're kissing boys at preschool, I'm gonna tell them that you're kissing boys at preschool. She was like, I won't kiss anybody else. Don't email my teachers. Don't tell my teachers. Like,
oh my God.
Anytime we have like behavioral issues with our daughter at home, a lot of times like we can solve a lot of it by just saying, do I need to email Mrs. So-and-so? And she's like, no. We would, anytime we have issues at home, we always say like, oh no, do we need to email Mrs. So-and-so? Because it seems like we're having a lot of issues with X, Y, and Z at home. And I would hate for you to be having the same problems at preschool. And maybe if you're having the same problems at preschool, maybe Mrs. So-and-so can give us some advice about what she does. And she's like, no, please, please don't email my teacher. Please don't email her. And we're like, okay.
And we my favorite was when you guys came over to swim and you told us. So then I asked her how school was that day. And I was like, so how's school? And she tells me, she's like, we played Sleeping Princesses. I was like, oh, that's cool. How do you play that game? And she's like, oh, you're a princess and you need to wake up. And I was like, how do you get woken up? And she goes, oh, you just wake up. She didn't want to tell me. She goes, you just wake up. And I go, oh, really? I said, that's interesting. I said, are you sure that's how it's played? And she goes, yeah, you just wake up. And then you're like, no, you tell her the real story. And she's like, I don't want to tell her. You tell her.
I know. I don't want to. Can you tell her? I don't want to say it. She's so funny.
I was like, oh my God.
Embarrassed now. Like,
when we're in the pool and you're trying to tell me. And she just kept swimming closer. Like she knew you were trying to tell me something. And you're like, can you go away? I'm trying to talk to Miss Sam. And she's just like, what are you guys doing? What are you doing? Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. She's always very good about knowing, like, when there's something good that's going on. She must be like right in the middle of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of, I know we're probably going to be ending soon the episode, but I got to tell you this before we end. I can't remember if I told you this. So my husband and I were trying to have a little intimacy one night and we had the bedroom door locked. Did I tell you this?
Yes.
Oh my God. It's so fucking funny. We're trying to have kids should be asleep. We think they're asleep. It's not even like, it's like 9:15. And I have the door locked, which my husband never locks it. And I was like, he's like, I get up to lock it. And he's like, why are you locking it? The kids are asleep. I was like, because they are quiet as fuck. And then they try to come in.
Yeah.
So, but then I hear, like, we're just starting. Like, we're not even in the middle of anything. And we're just about to start. And all of a sudden you hear jiggle, 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 jiggle. And the door's like jiggling. And I'm like, what the fuck? So my husband's like, ugh. Like, he's like so pissed in this moment. Because, you know, guys, when they're about to have fun, they're like pissed if they get interrupted. And so then I hear, what are you guys doing? Why is the door locked? What are you doing? What are you doing? And so then it's my youngest. So I go over to the door and open the door. And nonchalantly, like she like struts in our room. I wish I could just show you guys
you,
how she walks in.
You
put her hands on my hips.
Explaining this the other night, like you did such a good impression.
So funny. And she like gets her hands on her hips. She like hikes her head up. She's like, what are you guys doing in here? Why was the door locked? And I was like, I don't know. It was just locked. Mommy and Daddy were trying to go to bed. Why was the door locked? And she like struts, like walks past my side of the bed and like walks back again. And I'm like, and my husband's just laying there in bed. Mind you, he's never gonna listen to the episode, but he's like laying under the bed, underneath the covers with no pants on, but the comforter over him. He's like, what the hell? Because it was like a quick thing that he was like, he didn't have time to put pants on. So he just like walks inside, I walk her back to her bedroom. I'm like, you need to go to bed. It's time to go to sleep. I love you. And she's like, but no, seriously, why was the door locked? It's like, how did you know we were trying to have fun and then you just had to ruin it?
Oh my gosh.
Oh my God. That was so funny. I couldn't handle myself. Yeah. I've told so many people, I'm like, I know this is TMI, but this is fucking funny.
You explaining it and then strutting around like how she did, I was like, I can totally see her doing this. What are you doing? Why was your door locked?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, my husband was like, I'm pretty sure she thinks she owns the house. And I was like, well, she may.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Well, we've enjoyed chatting with you guys for the past, I don't know how long this has been, but for however long we've been on with you.
Yeah, we've gone from like, we've been on a journey this evening. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. We went from talking about loss of animal to children trying to walk in on us having intercourse with our significant others.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's been a wild ride.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So we always love talking with you guys. If you ever want to reach out to us, you can do it via Facebook, via Instagram, our email, hosts@motherofallpodcast.com. We love to hear anything you want to tell us. We love the emails. So you guys have a great Sunday.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Mother of All Podcasts. Our podcast is recorded and edited by Sam and Taylor using Spotify for Podcasters. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure you subscribe to our show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you really liked us, you can find us online for more information at www.motherofallpodcast.com or on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And we will see you next week.